All right, our contestant for Beat the Hammer today is playing for an Eagles mini helmet. So we got an Eagles mini helmet on the line, also a game day apron. And let me say this. This guy, I see the name Paul on my screen from West Grove. I think he's an idiot because he's trying to challenge the Hammer. And I don't know in what, you know, sane world anybody would choose to do so. By the way, Beat the Hammer, brought to you by First Trust Bank, the largest family-owned commercial bank in our region. Founded in South Philadelphia in 1934, the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles, with an official record of 260-41, as I go for 261. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Paul, I got to apologize to you for calling you an idiot, but I mean, I don't know what else to think of you when you challenge the Hammer. I mean, that's outrageous.
Well, Joe, I got to be honest with you. I am officially 1-0 against you.
Oh, no.
You want to stick with that idiot comment,
Paul?
Hammer?
You are a boss, right?
Hold
now,
on,
man.
Paul. Hang nice on, work. Paul. Hang on. Paul's on hold.
Did you just hang up on Paul?
No, he's Paul's on hold.
Why is he on hold? Because you called him an idiot?
Yeah.
Wait.
Let's go to, hold on. Let's go to Jake in Abington. Jake, you're the contestant. Hi, Jake.
That's not going to work.
Yo, Jake? What's going on?
Hey, Jake.
We'll get back to you, buddy. Come on, Hammer.
All right, Jake. Settle down. Everybody relax. Paul, hello.
I hear you, Joe. I know you're kidding.
I'm a little scared. Look, I don't feel good because I was up till 2 a.m.
Wait, and Joe.
Excuses already rolling in.
I have to point out before you get up.
What?
We have a fan here who literally has a Hammer for president.
Oh my God. Man, thank you.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
I mean.
And I will accept write-in. I will accept write-in votes this November.
It's a woman. It's a woman.
My goal is 1,000 write-in votes this November.
She has a shirt that she
is it Amy in disguise?
It is not Amy.
She's had it made. It says Hammer for President. It's got an American flag. It's got an American flag with a. It looks like a ball peen.
Was this custom made?
God bless you.
No, it's not a ball
peen. Devin, we need a picture.
Hanging out on a Walmart rack. Hammer, man. The actual Hammer, president. Of course it's custom made.
I'll post a picture on the morning show.
That is great. Man, thank you. I'm going to come through for you. I dedicate, what's your name?
Kathy.
Kathy, I dedicate this victory for you. All right, Paul. Yes. Paul, my man, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth as we begin the contest. I will wish you, Paul, good luck, sir.
Okay.
Sounds like I might need it. All right.
Yeah,
all
get
right.
out of here. Scram. Right.
Settle down. Hang on.
It's good. The history of the Hammer dedicating wins has been bad for him.
That's
so
true.
We're off to a good
start. That's true. And, well, I don't want to get into the other things that he's forgotten to do. Like, he does give credence to whether he asked someone to bend a knee.
Mm-hmm.
He did not ask for the knee bend today. In previous run-throughs, he's lost.
Love it.
I think right. consistently when he doesn't.
All right. Is he safely ensconced?
Yes.
All right.
He's far away.
Paul, you ready to play a game we call Beat the Hammer?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Our category for the week. Well, it's the game we've been talking about. We're talking Eagles-Saints trivia today. Paul, you ready to roll?
Yes, sir.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. Here we go. Question number one. 55 seconds. Zach Bond is one of two current Eagles defensive starters who have played for the Saints. Name the other.
CJ Garner-Johnson.
In both 2009 and 2010, the Saints drafted a player in the first round who would go on to win the Super Bowl with the Eagles. Name one of them.
Say that again, Jimmy.
In 2009 and 10, the Saints drafted a player in the first round who would go on to win the Super Bowl with the Eagles. Name one of them.
Nick Foles.
There is only one Pro Football Hall of Famer who played or coached for both the Eagles and Saints. Name him.
Pass.
In the 1990s, this player became the only person to date who has made a Pro Bowl as both an Eagle and a Saint. Name him.
Pass.
Who was the head coach of the Saints the last time the Eagles faced them?
What's his face? He's with Denver now. I can't remember his name. Pass.
Time.
All right. We only got one, Paul. I do think these are really hard this week for what it's worth.
A lot of sorting through,
I think. Hard. They're hard. I do think they are hard this week.
Yes.
So we'll see how the Hammer does. We're going to put Ball on hold. Let's wave the Hammer back.
Corporate Fran Rojas just waved him back.
Corporate
Fran.
Love Fran. Shout out to Fran.
I love
Fran. He does a great job every Friday.
He doesn't like the corporate nickname at all.
At all. No. Like, really, you know, visibly chafes when
you
call
him. He's offended by it.
He's very anti-corporate.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Fran. Joe's back.
Took him long enough.
It's a long way away where I got to be now.
It's really not that long.
That don't know, it's a different location.
Are you complaining
already?
It's
like 20 steps, Joe.
Complaining a little bit.
We can hear.
I need a key card instead of having to. I have to use my phone to access it. It's a whole thing.
Oh, my God.
But I do not look at my. I do not look at my text messages. Just to be fair. Okay.
All right, we're ready here.
Been ready.
Tears rolling down your face, or is
no?
It,
but okay. I don't feel good about this at all. I really don't.
Good.
Yeah, that is good. I feel great about that part.
And this guy's challenged me, and I think he's an idiot, but okay, we'll find
out. Let's roll.
I mean, you guys already know. We'll see what I do. All right, let's go.
Category for the week. We're doing a little Eagles-Saints trivia. You ready, roll?
Sure.
All right, clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked.
Eagles-Saints.
Yes.
Darren Sproles was the kick returner of that 2013 playoff game. It started off bad in the fourth quarter at the end of the game.
Question number one.
Sproles!
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Zach Bond is one of two current Eagles defensive starters who played for the Saints. Name the other.
I'll come back to it.
In both 2009 and 2010.
Hold on. Gardner Johnson, go ahead.
In both 2009 and 2010, the Saints drafted a player in the first round who would go on to win the Super Bowl with the Eagles. Name one of them.
Malcolm Jenkins.
There is only one Pro Football Hall of Famer who played or coached for both the Eagles and Saints. Name him.
I'll come back to it.
In the 1990s, this player became the only person to date who has made a Pro Bowl as both an Eagle and a Saint. Name him.
In the 1990s?
Correct.
Eric Allen.
Who was the head coach of the Saints the last time the Eagles faced them?
Oh, geez. I mean, is there somebody in between? I don't know, so I'll say Sean Payton. Probably not. All right, a Hall of Famer. Say the question again.
There is only one Pro Football Hall of Famer who has played or coached for both the Eagles and Saints. Name him.
Tommy McDonald.
Time!
Mike Ditka was the answer there.
Okay.
And Dennis Allen, a little bit of a trick question on that last one, was the coach of the Saints, and it's a 3-1 victory.
All right. I'll take that. Look, those two I didn't get were not easy. I mean,
I thought they were hard this week, period.
That was not easy. I feel pretty good about that. I really do. And I got to tell you, let's bring Paul back on the line. Paul, I don't think you should hang your head in shame. Those were tough questions. I hope the audience doesn't freaking criticize you, Paul. They were tough
questions. I said it immediately. I think they were hard
Holy
this week.
Holy mackerel.
So
guys, I got to tell you, I'm from Delaware County, and all my friends are listening, and I am in big trouble.
Oh, no. At least you've won before, you know, and you didn't get a zero.
I'm 1-1. I know. But that's good. Congratulations, Joe. That was awesome.
Thank you.
It was a good effort on your part. They were tough.
They were really tough.
So you want to go inside baseball here? The reason they were so tough, I had already picked the category, and then we're doing Bathtub Time Machine later.
Yeah,
I know what's in Bathtub Time Machine, so I had to change some of my questions so you hadn't done research prior.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
Fair. Yep.
So they're a little harder this week than I wanted them
to be. Yeah, no, those questions were off the beaten path. That is for freaking damn sure.
The first one was kind of a trick question.
And what was the first one?
That was the two defensive starters, Zach Bond and
well,
and
not
CJ.
Really a trick.
No, but I mean, like you, like you're
it
going,
takes you time.
It
man.
Takes you time.
It
you
takes
have to
you
cycle
time.
Through things.
There's
correct.
11
so the trick
dudes
question
on the
was the last
defense.
One. Dennis Allen was a trick question because he's still the coach.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Paul, I don't think you should hang your head in shame. And because you've beaten the Hammer before, I'm going to actually award you the the Eagles mini helmet. You deserve it for being a good loser.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, Paul. No,
I don't know how I feel about
now,
that.
Paul,
that's not cool to say you
I thought that was
a good
loser.
But he's still a loser. And by the way, I'll stand by what I said. Idiot. He challenged me. What did I tell you the last couple of weeks? First Trust Bank, here's the deal. Here's the deal about First Trust Bank. Phenomenal with what they do. All right? You should challenge your bank. If you're not with First Trust Bank, challenge your bank. Make sure they're doing things right for you. If they are not, bang! To First Trust Bank you go. That's the way it works. That's the way it works with Beat the Hammer. 2-6-1. Not going to go over the top. Wasn't 5-for-5. But it was what? What's that? What'd you say? Damn impressive! 261, thank you very much. Shut
that
down.
That's what you do!
That's how you do as well.
No one said anything.
Shut it down!
That is damn impressive!
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It was many years ago that the Broncos owner Pat Bowlen stood there after John Elway won a Super Bowl and said, "This one's for John!" I say to our great listener, Kathy, standing in front of me, "This one's for Kathy." Thank you, Kathy.
It's good. I don't think
made her happy.
I don't
think
she
honestly, at least Kathy
willingly.
Was there for this. I'm happy for Kathy.
Kathy's not overwhelmingly happy about having that dedicated to her. She's just kind of like, all
I don't know about that.